Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 266, The Bugler and Company. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the seventh month, on the 20th day of the seventh month.
Dear Dan, over the past few years on my nights off at home, there were many occasions that I would suddenly lose energy, say about 2 a.m. or so, and have to lay down and take a nap. These naps would last from about 1/2 hour to an hour, and usually I would wake up feeling refreshed. But in this last weekend off, 12 to 13 July, 2014, this did not happen, and I started to wonder why. In fact, I had such an abundance of energy, in relative terms, that I found it to be almost alarming. Saturday morning after work we drove up to Praise Tree because I wanted to get a sense of the park due to the upcoming prayer meeting. It was a nice morning, and I didn't sense anything wrong. The only real irritant were two crows that were bellowing rather loudly to one another. But that night I did some further research for the project and found something interesting. In addition to rattlesnake, which had already been dealt with toward the end of 1999, see Letter 263, Volume 514, I discovered there was another enemy that lurked in the woods surrounding Praise Tree. Here is the quote that revealed this particular devil. There is also a legend of a bugler occasionally playing taps at sunset in the woods near Rattlesnake Lake. For more than 30 years, when the mysterious bugler plays, most stop to listen. From Wikipedia.com, I have lived in the Snoqualmie Valley for almost 30 years, and in East King County for all but the first 5 years of my life, and this was the first I had heard of this legend. But Sunday morning at about 2 a.m., as I was sitting at my desk studying, Angel Gabe said that Angel Gabriel was already up at Praise Tree getting ready to take on the bugler. I was then led to enter into the spirit, and arriving at Praise Tree myself, I joined Gabriel and did a little tag-teaming on the evil spirit. After that, Gabriel sent the bugler to another place, away from here. But, as usual, Angel Gabe didn't give me all the facts at once. Sunday morning we went up to Praise Tree again, being led by the Holy Spirit to do so. I wanted to beta test some of the prophetic audio prayer that we had been working on all night. We walked over to a picnic bench where I like to sit and fired up the iPhone and a smoke. As I sat there thinking and praying, I begin to sense in the spirit to our left some evil spirits. I looked, and I saw what appeared to be a bunch of human-like figures all bowed down to the ground, as if paying homage or something. I asked Gabe, and he said that these were the people that worked for the bugler, and that since they were now bereft of their leader, they came to us, we being the people at hand with the most authority. I considered this whole thing for a few minutes, and then asked Gabriel if he had any plans for their disposition. He said he did, and later some of his people rounded up all the evil spirits and took them to another place away from me. This happened Sunday morning at about 6:30 a.m. Later, after getting home, I went to bed for the night at about noon, and woke up at my normal time of about 6:30 p.m. I had remarkable energy all night, and didn't feel like taking a nap once. It makes sense, since this only occurred at home, never at work. Gabe said that they would come from the woods around Praise Tree and cast spells of witchcraft at my house. After about 5 to 15 minutes of this kind of assault, I would have to lay down and sleep. Taps is what a bugler plays at sunset. Typically, this is in a military setting or funeral. Wikipedia.com has some interesting things to say about the history of taps. When used properly, taps is a blessing. It signals lights out for the night and is useful to military commanders to help put weary soldiers to sleep. But when abused by spirits of witchcraft, taps can be counterproductive. I never heard any music or sound associated with my sudden loss of energy. But I find it interesting that the occurrences started sometime in 2011, just before I got my first ADA letter that allowed me to listen to audio at work. At the time, I thought the sudden loss of energy was because of my chronic pain issues. Now that the bugler and company is gone, I should find it easier to stay awake on my nights off and get more things done. Or at least watch TV. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Avtos. Vedos. P.S. Confirmed. I started writing this a week ago. It is now Sunday at 4:45 a.m. and I feel fine. We're fixing to go to Starbucks for my last coffee of the day. And maybe write some more. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.
Enough of the sidelines, gotta get in the game. When nothing is benching, nothing is gained. He's calling the numbers, play by play. We're either out or we're in all the way.